The ordinance before the assembly called for all new-built homes within the South Tonga service area to connect to the public water system if they're within 300 feet of a water main. That part of the ordinance remains, but the assembly unanimously voted to remove another part of the measure after hearing concerns from some residents.
In my opinion, it's unfair to force people into this. I think that whoever already owns property should be grandfathered in and not be forced upon sale to change the situation.
That's Jackie Yates, who built her South End home with her husband just a few years ago and invested in a rain catchment system for their water needs. She was arguing against the section of the ordinance that would require existing homes in that service area to connect to the public water system if they're sold to anyone other than an immediate family member. Linda Randall, who chairs the South Tongass Fire and Water Service Area Board, had another point of view. She says there's an appeal process spelled out in the ordinance in case hooking up to the water system would be prohibitively expensive for anyone. And Randall adds that the cost of hooking up could be factored into the sale price of a house, just like a new roof or new carpeting often is.
And we don't want to be a burden on anybody. We just need people to be on the line to make it a viable water system as cheap as we can run it. The more people, the better the water, the lower the cost.
While understanding Randall's concerns, assembly members were reluctant to force existing homes to connect.
I appreciate the amount of work that you put into this without question, but I have a real difficulty in telling an individual who has a working system that the government is now, in their best interest, going to basically force them to, or could force them to, be placed upon a water system that they will continue to pay for.
That was Assemblymember Alan Bailey, who added that he's not confident in a government appeals process. Assemblymember Bill Rotecki later proposed an amendment to remove existing homes from the requirement. He says that eventually lenders will most likely require homes to hook up to public water in order to finance a mortgage.
So sooner or later, these people will be picked up. Or, you know, sooner or later and sometime in the future, there will be a benefit enough that even the existing homes will change over, or the most of them, except for the ones where it's extremely expensive. There will be a loss. Not as many people will be required to hook up, but I am hopeful that it wouldn't be very many who will not hook up. And I see this as a compromise, and so that's why I'm in favor of this amendment.
The amendment and then the main motion passed unanimously on a 6-0 vote. Assemblymember Glenn Thompson was absent, as were Mayor Dave Kiefer and Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.